let me bring back the story that opened this episode, because it's actually a thread that runs through almost everything we discussed today. The 153 million drivers license dataset isn't just a security story. It's evidence of what happens when critical infrastructure is built without adversarial thinking baked in from the start. The same question applies to AI safety frameworks, to grid interconnectors, to open source dependency management. The default is to build for the expected case and patch the unexpected one after it bites you.
And the Commodore 64 anniversary is a useful counterpoint. That machine turned 44 years old on September 1st, score of 105-25 comments, and the discussion is warm and substantive. The C64 shipped in 1982 with a design philosophy that was almost entirely about capability within severe constraints. 64 kilobytes of RAM, a custom sound chip that engineers are still reverse engineering today, a graphics architecture that required intimate understanding of the hardware to use well. The developers who made remarkable things with it had to think adversarially about their own hardware limitations. There's something to be said for constraint as a forcing function for deep understanding.
The bicycle coaster brake post, how those retrograde activated brakes actually work, got 70 points and 60 comments, which tells you something about what this community actually enjoys. Elegantly solved mechanical problems from an era before software existed to paper over design choices. It's a nice thing to read on a Wednesday morning.
Before we close out, a time capsule moment. Back in May, we made a claim on this show about Ukraine hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. We were confident about it. Turns out, and this is embarrassing, the Caspian Sea is landlocked and hundreds of miles from any territory Ukraine controls or has ever controlled. There were no such attacks. We apparently repeated something that was either fabricated or garbled beyond recognition somewhere in our research pipeline. That one is on us, and we're sorry for putting bad information into the world. We also made a vague claim around the same time about companies ignoring trends facing unexpected competition from unexpected directions, which is the kind of thing that sounds analytical and means nothing specific enough to be verifiable. We'll do better.
Intellectual honesty about our own errors is part of what we're trying to model here. So, noted, logged, moving forward.
Everything we discussed today was sourced from the Hacker News community at news.acombinator.com. If any of these stories pulled you in, the Jujutsu move to Ersk, the Slotstream local inference demo, the Zitron retrospective, the ad blocker launch, the C64 anniversary, head to news.acombinator.com and find the original threads. The comment sections are where this material gets genuinely tested, and frankly, some of the most informed analysis you'll find anywhere on these topics lives in those discussions.
If you follow broader current events alongside the tech world, check out the IntelliJix Daily News, our companion show covering geopolitics, markets, and world events. It pairs well with what we do here.
We also want to say genuinely, this podcast runs on Claude Code from Anthropic for script generation and production automation, and on Perplexity for real-time topic discovery and research. We're grateful for both tools in ways that feel personal at this point. They've made it possible to do this show at a quality level that would otherwise require a much larger team.
I'm Sarah Chen. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the HN community decides matters next.
And I'm Marcus Rodriguez. See you then.